Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
How y'all doing?
Gosh,
this is it's so good. It's so good to be with y'all once again.
Good morning.
It's Michael and it's Woo Woo and we're happy to be here. Happy to be on the radio again. Couple of feelings, though, we're bringing to the radio with us today. I'm bringing a grimy feeling with me to the radio.
Please tell me why.
Well, I woke up this morning, no power.
No power at the Powers house?
No power at the Powers house. Can you believe it?
Wow.
So I got up and kind of got ready in the dark and kind of half-washed my face and threw a hat on, and here I am.
Well, that's good. At least you made it. What happened, though? Why'd y'all lose power?
Supposedly, there was an accident at the end of the street.
Oh.
And maybe one of the power lines went down.
Somebody took it out?
Maybe. And then I saw there were a bunch of cops and lights and stuff all night at the end of the street.
Oh,
apparently, keeping my wife up. Not me. I slept right through it like a baby.
So
thank you to Dominion Power for keeping it down for me. Doing your best. I appreciate it. Yeah, I got up and I went, you know, if this was 10 years ago, I could have probably taken the day off from work.
Oh, hell yeah.
You want to know why? Because I'd have been reliant on an outside alarm other than my phone.
Yeah.
And I could have just said, oh, God, no. And then I could have got my phone, my limited phone that didn't do as much, walked down the street, took a picture of the actual thing happening.
Oh, yeah.
Sent it into work. Said, I can't come
in
there.
Wait,
look at
this.
It looks like if I took a picture from the right angle, I couldn't even get out of my neighborhood.
Really?
Because the way that everything was blocked in, because I live in a court, but there's this space, this cop left a little bit of a space for somebody to get out, and I went, damn it.
Damn.
This close, though.
Oh, man.
And I had to get up because, you know, everybody knows you put your phone on your alarm.
Yeah.
Or your alarm on your phone, either way.
So,
I'm here today with a little bit of power outage, a little bit of sleepy face, maybe a little grime in my eyes, maybe not as pretty as I normally am, but I have come. I've come in spirit.
Thank you.
What's up with you? Why do you feel guilty?
Oh, I feel bad about yesterday. Ooh, woo. I never usually second guess. Well, you know, we talked about the whole softball thing and my daughter's softball team. And she, you know, the Blue, get back here. Blue.
Yes.
The 78 minutes, you know, how the girl bulldozed the catcher. At
Woo Woo talked about her daughter's softball experience as kind of a not fun one, as kind of a weird experience.
I just don't fit in. I don't understand it.
And I think it's even beyond that. You don't understand the kidnapping of an umpire before, so he can't go to his other game because the game ended possibly too early and parents freaking out.
I just don't have that intense passion to win.
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I've noticed. I've noticed working with you all this time now.
I think it's fun if Maggie enjoys it, but I've still like the connection between like a netball parents yelling at a ref to get back. Like I just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Scene.
Right.
I get it if you're passionate about it and you're paying the $100 a month, which I think is insane.
That is insane.
I don't know. It's a whole nother world that I just do not fit in.
Yeah, I get it. And I can't wrap my mind around anything other than, are the kids having fun? And if they are, great. But if like they're not having fun and people are losing their minds and there's plenty of other things to do, of other distractions in the world.
And I think as a parent, and I've told Dan this, I feel guilty because a part of me is like, you know, you go out to, whether it's softball or baseball or any sport, but for me, softball, you know, Maggie's at bat once every, you know, two or three times that the team is up.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time she's standing in the outfield. So I'm spending.
She's an outfielder?
Yeah.
Oh, the ball never gets hit out there.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Especially when you're 9. I played the outfield when I was 9. I know.
I'm committing a Saturday and a Sunday, which, again, it's great that she's out and doing an activity.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
maybe activity with a little more movement.
Yeah, that's what I I mean, I'm just like,
yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
I'm not a sports parent. I've said
obviously,
this before.
Obviously. But yeah, you got really in depth yesterday. And I think people appreciated it. I mean, I'm sure it pissed somebody off.
Yes,
because people are pissed all the time anyway.
Two people unfollowed me on Instagram. Deuces.
What was that?
I don't know. See you later.
Well, because they got mad about that, you think?
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
there
to do.
There goes your backstage pass. Good luck.
If we ever go backstage anywhere ever again, yeah. I wouldn't even worry about it. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Come on and lie?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to come on and say, guys, I was sitting around on the floor watching adults yell at other adults during a 9-year-old's game. And even if it is a little too honest, is something really funny about it?
Mm-hmm.
We have to laugh at ourselves a little bit more, you know? And just because it works for you doesn't mean it has to work for you or doesn't have to work for me. Like, my kids don't play a lot of sports. Marie played a little bit of volleyball. I loved going.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't the dad yelling and screaming at her. She didn't like it. She would tell me to shut up.
Well, it's like I said, you know, to go to a softball game, and I love the encouragement from other parents, but to see other parents, like, coaching my kid from the sidelines and yelling and cheering for her, and I myself am not even, like, whispering a word, let alone a sound.
Why not, though? Are you afraid of embarrassing her?
Yeah, and she doesn't like the attention. Like,
she doesn't like it.
She doesn't like it.
Why don't you? Ooh, this is a strong parent move, okay? Because I feel like another parent would do this. And I feel like this has been done before.
Mm-hmm.
You go over to the parent that's yelling at your kid and be like, listen, she doesn't like that.
Yeah.
And then he'll come back with, well, this is the major leagues. And in the major leagues, they got to get ready for this kind of stuff. And that's what we're talking about with the intense parent.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. But I know now the reason why you're not, because, you know, she doesn't like it. It was the same thing with when Marie played volleyball. If I was like, yeah, come on, Maria, serve her, she would do this to me.
Mm-hmm.
She would give me a death stare.
Well, and other parents, you know, and I feel like it's a lot of pressure when you've got strangers yelling at you. Eyes on the ball, Maggie. Right down the line. Eyes on the ball. Don't be nervous. Take a deep breath.
Loosen up. That's a real tough one, too, because I remember back in the day being in Little League, when you had a Little League coach, or if you had, I mean, even teachers back in the day, too, when they would yell at you, and it's not your parent yelling at you.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, my God. Because back in the day, man, if it didn't matter whose kid it was, I felt like we were all just getting yelled at by adults.
Yeah.
Any adult we had to respect. Any adult we came into contact with, be like, this guy's a confirmed murderer. You got to respect your adults. But I mean, he's murdered people. No, Michael, you have to respect your adults. That was like a weird time.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being a little kid, right? This might be a little too much in depth. And me, my cousin Andrew, and Billy got in trouble doing, I don't know, something, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And my Uncle Joey, who was my my mom's older brother and the father of my two cousins, was pointing at me and yelling at me, and he smacked my face, right? this was a little kid. It wasn't shunned upon back then.
It's fine.
This isn't for you to look at me and go, oh, Michael, I'm so sorry that happened to you. No, he smacked me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going, what the hell is this? Like, what rule is this that you're allowed to smack me? And then my cousin Andrew goes, well, he's just some rationale behind it. And I'm like, no, what is happening? Why is this guy that's 6'1" smacking me who's whatever?
Yeah. A little too intense.
But exactly. But verbally, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another person that isn't your parents.
I just wish I never had to go again.
That was a good way of apologizing.
No, I'm not apologizing because I don't feel like, but I thought maybe I was. I think sometimes people aren't used to honesty. And I think, too, in radio, people expect us to come on and be like the slappy mix, slaps a lot, happy fun time show.
Right.
And that's not us.
No, I mean, we're pretty happy and fun and funny.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, we are. We're the best.
I mean, maybe next time I just need to take a flask to softball. Maybe that'll loosen me up.
I think that's upon. I mean, I think a lot of parents do that, you know? You know what you need to do, too? Get yourself one of those chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring you one.
Oh, thank you.
I have so many of those chairs. They like the ones you throw on your back, right?
Yeah, the big, that sit up high. They're like lifeguard stands.
I don't have a lifeguard
not
stand.
Not too high, but I joke,
it's
you
like
know,
a beach chair.
Yeah, but it's high. It's higher than a beach chair.
I don't have that. I have a low chair.
Oh, you have, no, these are like the high chairs.
This is like one you take to the beach, I have.
Like
you don't want
nylon,
that?
Like the nylon chair.
I know the one you're talking about. They look like they're refereeing a volleyball game.
Yes, exactly.
The tall one. Yes. Or tennis match.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I don't have one of those.
Oh, man.
They have those?
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? Get a bird's eye view of 9-year-olds? You already have a bird's eye view of 9-year-olds. They're 9. You're an adult. No need to get on a giant chair. Guys, what's happening out there?
Yeah, it's not a beach chair. Not like a beach chair that goes like this.
Yeah.
It's like the chair with the four legs that expands.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And then some parents have these chairs that are rocking chairs. Yeah, they're like collapsible rocking chairs. It's cray cray. And then some parents even have, I'm not joking, I thought I walked into the future.
This is crazy.
These tents. Have you seen the tents? It's a tent.
Is it a half moon tent?
You put your chair inside of it and then you zip
yes!
yourself close.
Yes, I've seen those. people take those.
It's like
keeps the bugs out, and it's also like some of them are climate conditioned,
yes,
right?
And they're clear. They're completely see-through.
Oh my god.
So you put your chair inside the tent so that way if it's pouring down rain, your 9-year-old is out there getting dumped on,
right,
and you're protected in your plastic bubble.
In your little bubble.
Yeah, in your condom chair.
It's a human condom chair. That's what it is. You know what I want to do?
What's that?
This is gonna set it off right now.
Did I get it all?
No, none of that. You know, if you wear a condom chair, right? If you go there in a condom chair, you and I aren't friends anymore.
Okay,
we're not
okay.
Speaking. What we need to do is next time somebody goes in one of those condom chairs when it's raining and their kid's out in it, somebody needs to just tackle the chair. Just tackle it and knock it over and have just an adult person laying on its side trying to figure out how to get up inside their giant bubble
chair. I feel like those little bubble chair things, so the thing that goes over the chair that we're talking about, the tent, I honestly think that's the best idea ever because I don't have to talk to anyone.
Yeah, but still, it's
just... I just zip myself inside.
I don't know. I think, like, I would rather just put headphones on and sit on a blanket than that. That's to me, like, nobody touch me.
Yeah.
Nobody come near me. I'm in my bubble. I'm in my bubble chair.
Bubble, tent.
Yeah, see how much they are. I'm curious.
Chair.
The bubble chairs.
Oh, let's see. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, some of them are like they're like air controlled inside.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's nuts.
But I was cracking up because I was like, these parents are sitting in these climate controlled tents.
Remember those punchy things you had when you were a kid and you'd punch them and they would bounce back
there
at you?
There it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
Under the Weather Original Pod Pop-Up, Dick's Sporting Goods, $99.99.
$99.
Here it is. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not into it. Remember those things when you were a kid?
Look at that. And it comes in different colors.
Yeah. You know what it looks like?
What?
Those punching bags. Remember when you were a kid?
Yeah, yeah.
You punch them and it would bounce back at you,
uh-huh,
and you punch it, it bounce back. You could do that. You could play that game with that thing.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Getting a lot of material from your kids' softball games. I got to put one of my kids in sports so I can talk about more stuff like this. It's wild.
It's fun, but if I offended anybody, I apologize.
Don't apologize.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
She's being honest.
Just being honest.
Like you being honest and not liking what she said, she's being honest and not liking the experience.
Look, it's either this or politics. You choose which one you want.
Right.
We went with softball.
Right, right. All right, well, coming up next, let me tell you about this. In less than an hour at 7:20, we are going to be giving away a Taylor Swift cardigan. An official, it's very nice, actually. We'll post a picture up on our Instagram. A Taylor Swift cardigan if you answer our Taylor Swift trivia question. And when you do, you get qualified for a Taylor Swift autographed guitar that you can play or hang on your wall or do whatever you want with. It's our Becoming Taylor Swiftly contest featured right here on Mike and Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point. So stay tuned for that at 7:20. All right. Coming back. Soon.
You anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
Waking up to seven cities and beyond. It's Mike and Woo Woo.
Together, we can rule the galaxy.
It's a trap!
Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
discussion Woo and I have been having for a few days now about calling in sick.
Yeah.
And we've entitled this segment, The Lost Art of Calling in Sick.
Can't do it anymore. Cannot do it anymore.
Coronavirus, COVID-19 has taken away many, many things from us. Many, many things. And one of them being one of my most favorite things in the entire world. I treat myself to it, honestly, once, maybe twice a year. Mm-hmm. I don't take advantage of it, but I feel as if when I need it, I use it. The fake call-in sick.
I know.
The fake call-in sick.
It's gone. It's gone.
Forever.
It's gone.
Forever. Possibly forever.
Some people call it, you know, a mental health day. When you tell your boss, like, I'm feeling under the weather. I don't feel well. I'm not going to come to work today. But yeah, we can't do that anymore because of coronavirus. You can't, like, text your boss and be like, hey, I'm not feeling very well. I'm running a fever. I'm going to take the day off.
Oh, boy.
Because they're going to be like, no, you're going to quarantine.
That's the deal. Then you got to go get a test and sirens start going along, like, off, and helicopters are over your house. And there's, like, headlights and stuff flying in your windows. And you're going, what has happened here? Well, you called in sick. So now you have to find out, what's the gist behind this sickness? What is making you ill? Where back in the day you just went, ah, man, it's a really bad headache and my body's achy.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good my body's achy.
Yeah, can't do that anymore.
Yeah, when your body's achy, because everybody could sympathize with a good old my body's achy.
Yeah.
You should stay home and relax.
I just wonder how we're going to get around it. Like come, you know, November, December, January, February.
Mm. You know, I feel like we've been through the dog days of this coronavirus, the pandemic. I mean, I know we still got a long way to go. I was feeling personally, not sick, but just like, oh, I don't want to go out and do any more stuff.
Groggy.
Today. Yeah, like I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about 2 months ago. I'm starting to feel okay now. I'm enjoying work, coming into work. But I've been thinking like, I need a sick day soon, but I can't take one.
I usually like to take a sick day like November, December-ish.
Oh, it's easy to do.
You know, because you need like a day to rest before Christmas, after Thanksgiving.
You need a day to get organized. Mm-hmm. Like, let me make this Christmas list I've been thinking about. Let me stay home today. And you're not necessarily staying home and being a do-nothing. That's great, too. I love that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that kind of sickness, you're staying home and maybe you're taking the tree out of the attic.
I wonder if now, is it worth it to, you know, because we do have sick days built in. So I wonder if it's to a point now where you just honestly tell your boss, look, I need a day off. I'm going to say that I'm sick, but I'm not really sick. Don't worry. I don't have the Rona. I just need a day off, and I'm not going to use a vacation day. So I'm going to use a sick day.
In the Zoom meetings with Bennett.
Mm-hmm. That's our general manager.
Yeah. He's always saying to us, if you need a day or you need a couple of days, definitely take them off.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially to the he doesn't say especially, but I think he's thinking it, especially to the people that go into work every single day still, you know? Because honestly, man, work just keeps piling up for us. Like, you think this is it. This is not it. This isn't all sunshine and rainbows, my friends. We have other work, other things to do when we get off the air. And honestly, I do a lot of them even when I'm at home.
It gets overwhelming. So we do like a day off. Everybody likes a day off. Everybody likes a good old fake sick day.
I miss the fake sick day. I know. My favorite fake sick day is
this.
Tell me. You like to stay home and get organized. Mine is to almost convince myself that I am sick.
Oh, boy.
just curl up on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a movie, little television, maybe binge something. Eat things you shouldn't normally eat. Really set yourself up. Call in some delivery. Yeah. Like, really treat yourself. It's just you and you alone on the couch. Maybe you let the dog on the couch with you. Maybe not. Maybe you just leave the dog in the other room and it's all about you that day.
You know what I would love? I would love to know if somebody out there, if anybody listening or maybe people watching us on Facebook, has anybody called in fake sick during the pandemic?
Wow.
And how did it go? Like, I would just love to know, like, what was the...
I don't know that people would admit it as honestly as we're admitting it right now.
We're not asking you for your name or where you work, but, you know, I wonder if anybody has called in
fake sick
during this coronavirus.
But, you know, like you said, maybe people are going to be able to just take a day without having to fake the sickness.
Because, I mean, I'd love to call in sick in the next couple of weeks, but, I mean, I'm not really sick. But
right. You can't do it now.
And I feel like we have to use our sick leave. I had so much sick leave with Maggie when I had her that all of my maternity leave was paid because I could use my sick days.
Do sick days carry over?
Yes.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But vacation days don't.
Vacation days don't. Use it or lose it.
But sick days last forever.
Yes.
Damn. That's how my daddy retired earlier, Frankie D.
He just took all his sick days?
Shh, had a million sick days.
Wow.
He was never sick. And the idea is to not really ever be sick. But if you are sick, to not really be sick and enjoy your sick day.
Yeah, it just stinks. Now we're not in a position to text our boss and be like, hey, you know, I'm not feeling very well. I'm nauseous.
Oh, no.
I have a cough.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bit feverish.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to be quarantined in your house.
Yeah, then you're going to be able to leave.
A 2-week sick break.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No.
No, I don't want that. So I'm curious to know if anybody this year, not corona related, not even sick related, has used a sick day. And what did you say? And what did you say for that sick day? Because we want to use it.
Maybe you should say, like, I think I sprained my ankle. You know, it's got to be like a physical injury.
A physical injury. Brilliant.
Yes, a physical injury.
You know what I have in my garage?
What's that?
Crutches.
Oh, yes.
How about this? How about this?
Love this where sick minds go.
Yeah. How about this?
Uh-huh.
A physical injury. On a Wednesday night, call in physically sick on Thursday, come in Friday with the crutches, lose the crutches the second you're in the car and get out of here on Friday.
Good idea.
Works, right?
Mm-hmm.
It works if you want to sell anything. If you want to sell anything. Again, we're not going to run into anybody.
No.
That's the other thing. But we're on the camera so much here, you know.
It's walk be in a with the crutches injury.
Like Tiny Tim.
I have my back. I think I threw out my back. I can't get out of bed. Yep.
I threw out my back.
Hemorrhoids. Really bad hemorrhoids.
Oh, you walk around clutching your ass cheek the whole day. Oh, my aching back. You put the back of your hand back and you walk around all day.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
so it's
really
gotta be a
good.
Physical.
Crick in my neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A crick in my neck. Wow. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm always thinking.
Yeah, you are. That's a good idea.
Well, if anybody's called in sick during the Rona, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd love to know how you did it.
Yeah, we'd love to know. Physical injury, though.
I wonder if my boyfriend could write me a note.
The butt doctor?
Oh, that'd be illegal. Ooh, I wouldn't have him do that.
Well.
His note would probably say, she's sick in the head.
His note? I know what his note would say. I don't want to even try to think about how to phrase it.
Hang on.
So she can't come in.
I think I'll stick with the sprained ankle.
Because he's a butt doctor, you get it?
I'll stick with the sprained ankle.
You get it? Because he's a butt doctor?
I get it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Treating that butt right. We'll be back.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
716, here's her wooness with that news.
Yes, good morning and happy Tuesday. 64 and foggy currently today. High of 75, sunshine, another nice fall day. Thursday night's debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden will have a mute button. Yes, it will. The debate will happen Thursday at 9 p.m. Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. 90 minutes long. Kristen Welker of NBC will be the moderator. But that debate will be a little different from the last one because they will have this significant rule change when each candidate gives his initial 2-minute.
I just muted you.
You did! I saw that!
What a powerful thing to get to do.
When each candidate gives his initial 2-minute response to a debate topic, the other guy's microphone will be cut off.
Dang.
Yeah.
Imagine that, having that power over the president of the United States of America. Here's what's going on. I'm the best at it's crazy.
Believe it or not, Donald Trump is okay with this. His campaign said, quote, Donald is committed to debating Joe Biden regardless of last minute rule changes from the Bias Commission and their latest attempt to provide advantage to their favored candidate. That was the statement. I'm just reading it. The most sought after Halloween decorations is now officially sold out, but it's on eBay for $1,500. You might have seen this. It is a 12-foot-tall skeleton.
Yeah.
Lights up like LED eyes, sold for $300 at Home Depot. They started selling it in September. It is now completely sold out.
Is it Jack Skellington from?
No, it is just a massive, like, metal. Let me see if I can pull up a picture. There's one in my neighborhood.
I've seen it.
It's awesome.
It's okay, yeah.
There's kind of a...
Yeah. It's like $300 at Home Depot. Yeah.
But now $1,500 on eBay.
Wow.
Because if you can't trick-or-treat, some people say they still want to be in the Halloween spirit.
There's a guy near my house who threw up Halloween all over his front lawn. Mm. I mean, it's crazy. He has skeletons climbing telephone poles in front of his house. And yeah, it's really cool.
I've got somebody in my neighbor has taken like their patio furniture
and
put three skeletons in chairs with wigs all sitting around drinking wine.
Oh, I like that. That's creative.
Really cute.
Super fun. I'm afraid to decorate.
Why?
Because then, you know, like, you know, what if the street toughs come around and start smashing pumpkins? You know how kids do. Don't kids do that stuff still?
I hope not.
Okay.
Well, you got your Ring camera. Chase them down, put them on next door.
Yeah, all right.
Uh-huh. All anyone know these hooligans?
Street toughs?
And finally, this morning, there's going to be a huge Hollywood memorabilia auction that will take place this December. Over 900 pieces of TV and movie memorabilia.
Wow.
Now, it's set to take in $9 million, but featured in this auction, Tom Cruise's Top Gun bomber jacket, Marty McFly's jacket from Back to the Future.
Oh, I'd love that.
You've got Brad Pitt's jacket from Fight Club. There's also memorabilia from Pirates of the Caribbean, James Bond, Star Wars. But get this, the one item that I'm going to spend all my life savings on, the boots that Julia Roberts wore in Pretty Woman are on the auction block.
Wow, what size?
That's a good question.
Let's find out what size she is. You want to find out what's out? I'm going to look that up real quick.
They said that the bidding for Julia Roberts' boots from Pretty Woman will start at $19,000.
Could you imagine role-playing with those things?
We were just talking about role-playing.
With who? You and Butt Doctor? Talking about role-playing? Interesting. Were you?
I think that's what I need to... Dan, if you're listening, I figured out Halloween. I'm going to be Pretty Woman, and you're going to
be
Richard Gere.
Wow.
Done.
You guys barely have to dress up.
We'll really have the neighbors talking then.
Yeah. Did you see Mary Catherine, what she was wearing for Halloween?
And he kind of has a Richard Gere thing going already.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
He does.
I am buying that costume right now.
He's got those little Richard Gere eyes, too.
Oh, my gosh. Amazon.com. Done and done. Just call me Vivian.
Okay. Look at that.
It's about to get nasty on Halloween.
We're going to get real nasty on the 31st.
Pretty Woman costume. Why did I not think of this sooner?
You kids, you can't go trick-or-treating or have Halloween, but your Auntie Woo-Woo and Uncle Butt Doctor, boy, are they going to have one hell of a Halloween celebration.
Tricks and treats. Look, I found it right here, $24.30.
Beautiful.
$24.30.
Very nice. I'll find out the shoe size, so we'll see if we can get in on that auction. Coming up next, becoming Taylor Swifty. Swiftly. Win that Taylor Swift cardigan. Next on The Point.
Woo!
It's a classic meme mistake.
Waking up the seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Hey, good morning. 7:47. When I see kids hustling, you know, back in the day when we were kids, you know, you'd go out, you'd shovel the grass and mow the lawns and shovel the grass. What do you do? Shovel the snow?
Yeah.
And you mow the grass and you rake the leaves. And there was a job all year long. But if you're a little kid and you want to try to hustle that money, there's not enough kids doing this.
No. So my 9-year-old daughter, Maggie, really, really wants an iPhone, which me as a parent, I mean, she's not listening. I'm never going to buy her an iPhone. Like, so that's, put your pajamas on, kid, you're dreaming, as Mike Powers would say.
Put your pajamas on.
But you know, it's cute. I'm not going to stop her. I'm not going to be a dream crusher.
Right.
But Maggie loves doing lemonade stands. Loves. And like, we've done the CHKD Anthem lemonade stand where she's done the lemonade stand, given the money back to the hospital. But yesterday, Maggie had a lemonade stand that benefited her back pocket.
Wow.
And she totally went to town. Like, she and Miles and our next-door neighbor, Lillian, the three of them. I mean, they did everything besides buying the lemonade. I had to do that.
I got a picture. I'm going to post it up on our Facebook Live feed right now. Take a look at them.
I mean, yeah, it's really cool. So they all got out of school yesterday, and it was about 3:30. It was a beautiful fall day. And they carried down, I've got like two IKEA tables that we're using as desks, really lightweight. They carried those down. They made poster boards. They got the cups out. They got napkins. They made a tray of cookies, Chips Ahoy cookies and Halloween Oreo cookies.
So they took cookies out of a box and put them on a tray. That's fine, though.
It's fine. I mean, it's coronavirus, so I didn't want to bake anything, and then I didn't want to make lemonade.
Sure.
So I just bought the already packaged, prepackaged lemonade, prepackaged cookies. So they're out there on the corner, and I thought, you know, as a parent, when you have children and they have an idea or an activity that they want to do, it usually lasts 15, maybe 30 minutes. Then they're bored, and they're on to the next thing.
Right.
They stayed outside at that lemonade stand from 3:30 yesterday afternoon until 6 o'clock last night.
That's like old school kid stuff right there.
Hustling.
That's 1980s kids.
Hustling. I mean, Maggie got on her hoverboard and with her poster was going up and down the block. Lemonade!
No way!
Cookies!
No way!
Miles is like singing and dancing. I mean,
She has a mobile advertising unit?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. I mean, they're tracking people down. And we live over in West Ghent by like MHI. So when all of those contractors, when all those workers get off, when there's like a shift change, they were all coming by in their cars, getting cookies, buying lemonade.
Damn.
Miles, though, was selling his cookies a dollar a cookie. And I was like, Miles, that's pretty expensive for Chips Ahoy. You need to do 2 for $1.
That's even a little expensive. I mean,
he did that. But again, they were out there for 2.5 hours just selling cookies, selling lemonade until they ran out.
Okay. So they ran out. No more business to be had.
Ran out. Business was shut down. Maggie wants to do it again today. There was one guy, though, who was king of the block, and he walked by at about 5 o'clock. I don't know if he was on his way to happy hour or coming home from happy hour, but he walked by and looked at my son Miles and said, I'll pay you $5 to eat 3 cookies.
What?
So this total stranger didn't buy any lemonade.
What kind of crackheads are rolling around your neighborhood?
And he made Miles put all 3 cookies in his mouth at once.
Were you there at least?
I was
on the supervised.
No, I was on the second floor. I had the window open so I could hear them below me out on the street. But it was awesome. But after the day when they shut the lemonade stand down, guess how much money those kids made?
How much?
$90.
Whoa. American?
They hustled. $90.
Holy cow.
And it was really nice. I had some neighbors who were coming over, giving them, you know, $5. My mom and dad stopped by, gave them $10.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just really cute, and I was proud of them.
They played, not only did they play the business side of things, they also used their superpowers as children and their cuteness as children to get people to give them more money.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the kid. Like, you could even say, hey, how much is your lemonade? It's free. If you're a decent adult, you're going to go, oh, here you go. Here's $5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me hook you up.
Sometimes it's better to charge less when you're a kid because you'll get more out of it. $90, though.
It was huge. It was a big day. We had a UPS driver who stopped by.
More than us in a day at work.
I know,
it's wild.
Maggie's talent fee is big.
Man, it's a big talent fee
right
there.
She wants to, but here's the problem now. I've created a monster. She wants to do it again today.
Let her do it. What do you have to do?
I think we got to change blocks, though. I don't think we can be on the same block.
Yeah, you got to go to a different block.
I think we got to go to a different block.
You got to move the business. It's kind of like a food truck.
Yeah.
You can't go to every single
place. She was interested we'd do at 5 o'clock vodka lace.
I'd show up for that. Can you do that? You could do that, right?
You could do that.
Sure, why not?
It was just fun. It was really.
Here's what we do for them.
What?
We get them some airplane bottles, right? We get them their lemonade, vodka lemonades, okay? We'll keep the airplane bottles on the side so there's no issues when the ABC shows up, right? And when somebody goes, oh, I want one of those special lemonades, you know, the one off the menu, what Maggie needs to say is, I'm going to hand you this airplane bottle of vodka. I legally can't pour it into your lemonade, but you can. That'll be $12.
She'll have that iPhone in no time.
Oh, boy. Could you imagine?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And just to hear because again, like they were on the street and I had the window open.
Yeah.
And just to hear them outside and the interaction between like their customers and, you know, 2 9-year-olds and a 5-year-old out there hustling.
Tell them this. When the weather dips too. Hot cocoa stand. Cocoa, marshmallows, maybe some kind of warm cinnamon cookie.
Look at you.
Yeah. I'm not doing it, but I'm saying for them to do.
You can be their business manager. We'll give
I'll
you
just
a cut.
I'll just tell them what to do. No part of that. No part of it. I just want them to be out there hustling and working. Do you know what that means? They're not bothering you.
Thank you. I think that's the silver lining in all of this.
Yeah. It's like, I'm telling you, that's what we used to do when we were kids. It's like, bye, Mom. See you later on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe. Congrats. That's awesome.
Thanks. Might be better.
Good morning. 8:07 is Woo.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday. 64 currently outside. Foggy. A little bit of drizzle, too. 75 for your high. This just in. Thursday night's debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden will have a mute button. Yep. So this is Thursday's debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden will be a little different from the last one, thanks to a significant rule change. When each candidate gives his initial 2-minute response to a debate topic, the other guy's microphone will be cut off. It will be muted. After those 2 minutes, an open debate will begin, during which the mics will not be muted, but interruptions by a candidate will count toward his time.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that'll happen Thursday night, 90-minute debate, 9 p.m., live from Nashville to Belmont University. It will, be aired on all the major networks, but Kristen Welker will be the moderator, and she's from NBC News.
Okay.
I would never want to be a moderator. I mean, I can't even moderate my two children, let alone presidential candidates, you know?
You know what it is? Because of our jobs and the length that we've been in them, we would just stir stuff up.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to moderate anything.
But about it. How awesome would it be to be able to, like, mute people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we could just go around the world muting people.
It's pretty awesome.
You know, like when Maggie and Miles are fighting and driving each other crazy, I'm just gonna be like, boop, mute.
And yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to work on that technology.
Yeah, yeah. You know what the technology is? Fear. your kids being scared of you. You just shoot, like everybody, you shoot them a look and it's like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, not the case here.
Not at all.
All right.
Okay, so we'll see what happens Thursday night. That'll be entertaining. Meanwhile, the most sought after Halloween decoration is sold out. You guys might have seen this in your neighborhood. I know we've got one over in West Kent on Princess Anne. It's awesome. It's like a 12-foot tall skeleton. Now, I don't know if you're going to celebrate Halloween or not. Are you going to let your kids go trick-or-treating? That's a personal choice. But if you still love Halloween decorations, this 12-foot tall skeleton, it's sold out completely. It was at the Home Depot, $300. It is now up on eBay. I love the inflatables. I love the decorations. I love the ghost hanging from the tree.
I understand. I know the inflatables are a big thing right now. I just don't like the inflatables during the day.
Why?
Because they're not inflated, and they just look like dead bodies lying on somebody's lawn. It's like Santa Claus is... Oh, no. Yeah, that's the problem with the inflatable.
Good stuff.
I just like... You know what? I like a classic decoration look. Mm-hmm. Don't go... Give me a couple, some nice lights. Don't let it engulf your home.
I've got a dead mom on my front porch.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Like the flower. That's about the scariest decoration I have. Big yellow mom just dead.
Yeah, it's just, it's always there. It's been there all year.
And finally this morning, a huge Hollywood memorabilia auction will take place in December. This is really exciting. Over 900 pieces of TV and movie memorabilia, including Tom Cruise's Top Gun bomber jacket.
Nice.
Also, items of clothing from Pirates of the Caribbean, James Bond, Marty McFly's jacket. You've got Star Wars.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's jacket from Fight Club. But one of the coolest things on the auction block, again, this is a Hollywood memorabilia auction. It'll take place in December. They're estimating to take in $9 million.
Well, this is the coolest thing to you.
This is the coolest thing to me.
Exactly.
Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts, her iconic black patent leather boots.
Mmm.
Those knee-high boots.
Yeah.
The ones that she wore legit in the movie. Those will be auctioned off at a starting price of $19,000.
Wow.
Isn't that so cool?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to scroll through the... Like, I'm on the website where all the listings are, and you can see the actual, piece of movie memorabilia. And they've got the auctioneer guy, like, standing there holding it with white gloves.
Yeah,
and
I'd like to take a look at that. By the way, we're looking at a size 9. Julia Roberts, a size 9.
Darn.
I know. If you bought them, you couldn't even really wear them.
I'd have to shove tissue paper in the toes.
Exactly, exactly. And when you wear a shoe that's too big for your body, it always looks,
it looks weird.
Yeah, it looks weird. So that's out. That's out. What are you, 6.5?
Seven.
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
When Jennifer Aniston puts something up for sale, she's a seven.
Oh,
too,
okay,
a size
good.
Seven. So if,
good to know.
Yeah.
I used to be a 7.5, but my foot shrunk after having children. Isn't that weird? I used to be a 7.5. My foot shrunk. I don't know what happened. I have no idea.
Really?
I'm not joking. I used to wear a 7.5 shoe.
Your foot shrunk?
It shrunk after having kids.
For real?
Yeah.
Who told you that? The doctor?
No, but the thing, when you measure your foot at Dillard's in the shoe department.
Did you ever ask the doctor about it?
No. Mm. Is that a thing? Am I dying?
Well, I'm curious to know if it was in your imagination or if your foot really shrunk a whole half size.
No, I'm pretty sure it shrunk a half size. I think this is a phenomenon that happens to a lot of pregnant women.
Look it up. I don't believe you.
I think it does.
I have to fact check you on this. That's crazy. I know your body goes through significant change, but I didn't think your foot shrunk.
Kids. How long did it take your feet to shrink back? Feet shrinking. 6 post-pregnancy body changes nobody tells you about.
The foot shrink.
With loosened ligaments in your feet and an increase in body weight pushing down in your arch, your feet are primed to flatten and lengthen. No, mine didn't do that.
Wow, really?
I don't know.
Amazing. I've never heard of that before. And again, I've never been a pregnant woman, so why would I know? I've seen them. I've lived with one twice, but never thought about it.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Well, look at what you just learned. Mike and Wu in the morning.
Or maybe my foot got bigger. Maybe I went from a 6.5 to a 7. I don't know. Something happened with my foot. My feet. Because I got two of them.
All right. Hey, at the end of the day, you can't have the Julia Roberts
Bottom line, I will not be in a size 9 boot.
Exactly. Exactly. But when Jennifer Aniston puts something up for auction,
I'm there.
You're there. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk scary movies. Mike and Wu in the morning. 24 is, as my daughter likes to call it, spooky season. So this is Marie 50-year-old. And she talks us. Claire's not into it. My wife, not into it. Me, not into it. I don't like horror. Horror movies?
No, I don't either.
I like psychological, thrilling movies. But something about a horror movie with the jump scares and the whole thing. So scientists sat a bunch of people down and had them watch the highest rated horror films according to, kept a heart monitor on them.
Oh, my gosh.
And they came up with a list of the number one answers. Because tie.
There's a tie for first place?
The tie for first place.
Can I guess?
Sure.
And
no. No, Nightmare on Elm Street made the list 12, okay? Number 12. Mm-hmm. And that was scary to me. Real life, which tended to be scary. A la part A of the number one answer, okay? Mm-hmm. A little bit of it's the scariest movie. Well, one of them. It's called Insidious. I don't think I've ever heard of
it. Never heard of it.
I've never watched it, but here you go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Into Dalton's room. There was something in there with him. I know someone who can help.
We took Trifield and EMF readings of the whole house. Wiring, alarm clocks.
I don't think bad wiring is the problem here.
I want to leave. I want to leave this house. What is it?
It's not the house that's haunted. It's your son.
No! Not going to be watching that.
Well, get out. Get out,
not going to be watching that.
No.
Wow.
No way.
Okay, so it's a tie for first place, the two scariest movies.
Yeah, that was Insidious.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Now, there's another movie with very popular that shared the top spot. According to scientists, the movie Sinister is also there.
Never heard of it.
At the top spot of the scariest movies, according to science.
New details today in the grisly murders of a local family found earlier this week.
Okay.
I didn't want to move here.
We couldn't afford to live in the old house.
Of course not.
Plus, the new story I'm writing is here.
Is the story a good one this time?
I'm going to write the best book that anybody's ever read. I got a really feeling about this.
The only link between all these cases is the symbol.
The symbol is associated with a pagan deity named Bagul.
No!
He consumes the souls of...
Why put the kids in there? Mm-hmm.
Children exposed to the images were especially vulnerable to Bagul's abduction.
No way.
Painting. I wanted to paint her picture.
Who are you talking about?
Stephanie. She used to live here.
Oh. Sorry, kids.
No.
That's a kid floating out of a box, okay?
What's the matter? What's happened?
Get the kids. Pack the car. We have to leave here now.
No, thank you. No, thank you. That's a hard pass. Nope. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, not into it.
No.
Bagul. Bagul.
Uh-uh. You know what I would love? I would love to sit down, or if there's a documentary, like the people who create these ridiculously terrifying horror films.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to get inside their mind. Like, what's the guy's name? M. Night Shyamalan.
He doesn't do horror movies, though.
He does scary stuff.
He does some scary stuff, but he's not like... traditional horror director. Like, I don't even know who those dudes are doing those.
Or like the writers behind that. Like, hey, I've got a really good idea for a film.
Yeah, that's frightening.
No. Mm-mm.
But cool.
Golly.
And then the kids. Like, imagine being a kid on that set.
Whew.
Come on. How do you not grow up, Matthew? Like, okay, well, guess what? Sinister and Insidious. And by the way, they keep your heart at an average rate of 86 beats per minute.
Wow.
The Conjuring coming in at number 2 at 85 beats per minute. Happy Halloween, everybody, from Mike and Wu. We'll participate in all the drinking and the costuming, but...
I ain't watching any of those
movies. We want to pull it out.
So you registered to vote before...
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Wu podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.